I'll wait till you hit record to say something. But
I did.
All right. I'm going to screw this up. But it was by request, and we'll get into that after we're done. But here we go.
Gotta get home, do the ramble cast. What if I'm late? Had a big day. Gotta get home before the sun goes down. Up and away, had a big day. Sorry, can't stay. Gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, turn off my phone. Gotta log in or I'm gonna be late. There was a time when we could talk till the 9:45. We never thought it would end then. We never thought it would end. We used to carry on drinking, do the interrupt, Nick. Never thought it would get older. We never thought it'd grow cold. But now, gotta get up. Gotta get out, gotta get home to the Rambo cast.
I just died. You have to play it again.
Oh, yeah. That was requested by good old Dennis.
From Russian. That's from Russian Doll.
From Russian Doll. That's why he requested it.
What's the name of the song? Because I heard it 100 times. But
it's by Harry Nilsson. It's Gotta Get Up.
Okay. If you haven't seen Russian Doll first, watch Russian Doll. It's excellent. But that song happens after every time.
Well, oh, okay. Well, it's also from the album Nick Nielsen Schmielsen.
Yes. Think,
right? Yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Good album. So
I knew it from a 2004 film called A Good Year with Russell Crowe.
Good Year?
A Good Year. He got bad reviews at the time because, you know, he was still like the gladiator, and he did a kind of a romantic comedy. And I like it because he plays this snooty British stock market kind of guy.
Oh, so it's not about tires.
No.
I already made that joke.
Oh, damn.
Thanks for playing along.
I didn't
hear you. I said it's not about tires.
He inherits a vineyard in the south of France. You know,
I think I've seen this movie.
I like it. It's a cute little movie. It's nothing great, but it's a cute little movie.
You lost me at cute, but
he goes down there. He goes. He's like, oh, it's a vineyard in the south of France. I'm gonna sell it and make millions. You know, and he goes down there and falls in love with it. You know, and it's a good little movie.
So it's a Lifetime movie.
No, it's way better than a Lifetime movie.
It's the same plot. I can sell this vineyard and go make millions. Oh, I fell in love.
Well, I liked the song,
why,
Nick.
Why couldn't you still sell the vineyard?
Huh?
You fall in love, you could still sell the vineyard, couldn't you?
Yeah, but that's the thing, is that he went down there and he was all hell-bent on selling it. And just things that happen, you know, I don't want to spoil the movie. But, you know, watch it, people. If you haven't seen it.
Oh, you can tell the girl he fell in love with. Are you not entertained?
Yeah, that's what he does, you know.
And she goes, no, really? No, I'm not.
But thanks for liking the song, Matt, and thanks for recommending it, Dennis. If anybody out there wants me to try to do or attempt a song, just give me a recommendation and I'll try to do it. I should have gotten this right. I only practiced a few times. I did mess up a little bit there in the bridge, but oh well.
How about Hello Darkness, My Old Friend?
Well,
that'd be a really happy intro. Yeah.
Well, because my granddaughter, she loves the troll songs.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, so I go on YouTube, and then she likes that. And then what's the guy that did the remake, Dysfunctional, Destruction? Or what's
Disturbed.
The guy? Disturbed, which is excellent version of it. I think it is. I'll say this. It's probably better than the original.
Moving on.
No, I take heat for it, but it's I think it's amazing.
I too think it's a fantastic version, but to call it better than Simon and Garfunkel's own,
I'm saying it.
You might want to lay off the old Mentos, my friend.
I'm sorry. It's just the way he sings it. It's moving.
It's great, no question. But you are high, Jack.
I'm actually not high, but I It's like Stairway to Heaven. I love Heart's version better than the original.
Okay. Can we just fucking mute Jack for at least 20 minutes?
Just kick him off the show.
Yeah. Well, God forbid someone have a difference of opinion.
Well, it's like only a handful of covers that really outlast the original.
You guys
will
probably know it. But what is an 80s artist that that covered A Hazy Shade of Winter and made it a hit? Is it Depeche Mode or somebody?
It wasn't the Bangles, was it?
No, it wasn't the Bangles. But my sister always liked that version of Hazy Shade of Winter. And it's actually in, one of the end of the episodes.
Yeah, the Bangles.
A Stranger. Is it the Bangles? Okay. So she always liked that version. And she would never had listened to Simon and Garfunkel. Like, how could you not listen to Simon Garfunkel's version of this? She's like, I just like this one. I'm like, I hate you. I really hate you.
I love Simon and Garfunkel. Don't get me wrong. I just, if I had my choice to listen to one of the other, it'd be the... what's his name? Why am I drawing a blank on his name? Delusional. What is it called?
Disturbed.
Disturbed.
Chris is over there just like,
Delusional just like, is what the fuck you are right now. Disturbed is
we can ask the listeners. I'll post them both and we can make it some kind of versus.
I would love for you to do that because I think that you're going to be sorely mistaken.
I think... For we haven't done a versus in a while, but I think covers would be a good.
Well, how about I do that? We'll just put.
I think we've done that before.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll do that next Tuesday.
We don't have to do that again then.
No, I'll put up both songs.
Okay.
And then we'll just let the listeners decide. Like I said, I'm sure Simon Garfunkel. I mean, like I said, it's not a terror. It's fantastic, Simon Garfunkel. There's just something about the way Disturbed sings it that it just grabs me.
It resonates with you.
Yeah, exactly. I like it. It's okay to be different in this world. It's not like you're part of a certain page where you all have to agree on something.
It is. I guess what it is that whatever version most people hear first that becomes the hit, they just identify with that because most people don't know that all Along the Watchtower is a Bob Dylan song. They just naturally assume it's a Jimi Hendrix song. And so if you played someone the Bob Dylan version, they're like, what the hell is this? Because they're so used to hearing Jimmy.
Right.
Are you on
first term basis with Jimmy?
Yeah.
Or the Bob Dylan cover of the Jimi Hendrix song, Crosstown Traffic. I mean, it's so infamous.
Yeah.
Or if you're flying to the skies Battlestar Galactica, maybe you'll hear it in the background.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love that. Speaking of covers though, my son has been really into the Weezer album. So which has been kind of like the covers album that they released. So
it's really not bad. It's really not bad.
It's
at
been
all.
A nice like gateway 80s album that we can kind of play around the house and he's they're not all 80s, but he likes the Mr. Blue Sky version, which he's heard before.
Yeah.
He even likes the Paranoid cover on there. But his favorites.
He did Take on Me too, as well, right?
Yeah, his favorites have been Everybody Wants to Rule the World, and the Take on Me, as well as what's the other?
I don't think I've heard that Weezer album.
It's
pretty
bad.
Good. It came out a couple weeks ago. I will say though, kind of like a little bit of a tangent here. We talk about Take on Me by A-ha. Love that song. I love the video. Like,
it was great. It was great. The Leftovers.
Like, I loved it when Beavis and Butthead had it on their show. It was just awesome. Like, that video is great. I love that song. And then I discovered that about a year ago, I think it was, maybe a year and a half ago, A-ha did like an MTV Unplugged now, like, and they're all old and shit. And, the version of Take on Me that he sang was like, holy shit, this is a really sad song. Like, mm-hmm. I it just goes to show like how the mindset I had when I was listening to that song ever since it first came out when I was a kid and the music video and the whole nine. I thought it was like a happy, like, it's just a very up and up song. But the version that they did Unplugged, man, there are people in the crowd like crying, and I was like, "Why are you crying? Why are you crying? You're crying. I'm not crying."
That's why I like the Weezer version because it's happier.
Yeah,
you haven't heard the Weezer version, and
I have faith in them.
Didn't they use the Take on Me for the Leftovers? Didn't they do that?
No, are you just fucking with me now?
It was Deadpool 2.
Oh, okay. That's
no, right. it was the leftover. No, it was the leftovers.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. I said that earlier. By the way,
you're a little delayed,
Jack. You're high.
There's a delay. I'm a delayed.
No.
Oh, you're just fucking with me. I said that, but I'm not high. I said that. was on the leftover.
The original or the acoustic version?
Jay, I don't think you know what it is that you're actually talking about.
Fuck off, all of you.
At least he's not as bad as Nick that didn't remember that we were fucking recording tonight.
Yeah, that's why we asked.
Well, you know, first when I first read it, I thought it was Chris. I go, what the fuck? He's the one that said he could do Tuesday.
It was my idea.
I was getting mad at Chris. So I go, oh wait, that's Nick. I go, you guys kill me.
Yeah, I was. Those texts actually kept me alive today because I was walking through fucking Home Goods with my wife, and that was a pleasure.
What's Home Goods?
Not. Oh, is that a regional thing? It's owned by like TJX, which owns like Marshall, TJ Maxx. It's like home furnishings version of all that shit. That sucks. And here's my beef with Home Goods. Anybody who has a Home Goods around them,
so it's a bunch of shit you don't need, but you'll
buy. But here's the thing: you go to TJ Maxx, you go to Marshalls, you'll find good deals. Like you'll find some shit that you're probably going to buy and save a boatload of cash by not paying full price. You go to Home Goods, it's all stupid expensive. It's like all this shit that shouldn't be expensive. What they do is these crazy off brands that like. They say retail price $499. Our price $399. It's like my price is $20. So like take it or leave it. But no, the place is just
take on me.
Yeah, but we're in the process of starting to think about furnishing up my soon to be son's nursery/bedroom.
Saw the photo today. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know what? It's thank you. It was just a cool experience. Like I've in the past, I've always like kind of like made fun of those 3D photos because it makes them look like fucking Stay Puft Marshmallow Man / aliens.
Yeah.
And they still kind of do. And I wasn't actually even expecting that. I thought we were just going in for your typical what do you call it? The
ultrasound.
Thank you. Ultrasound. And so she's all of a sudden she's like, oh, he moved his arm. Hang on a second, blah blah blah. And she poked his arm. Like, whoa, that's a baby.
I did that.
Shit just got real, people.
And the best part is she goes, so your baby is not small. Oh man, sorry, Amanda. But yeah, so we had one of our appointments today and baby's a little over 4 pounds now.
It's just amazing the technology from, you know, when I had kids to now today. I mean,
yeah,
you get like a little. In fact, my wife was talking to my daughter. She came to pick up her daughter, and she brought down her baby book, and her ultrasound was in the baby book. Well, now it's basically just whatever that paper, the fax paper, thermal paper. Yeah, whatever. It just looks like nothing because it. Faded.
Yeah, that stuff fades. Yeah.
Well, I always think of that episode of Friends where Rachel gets pregnant and the same thing. Like she comes the sonogram. Is that what it is? Technician comes in and like does the thing, and she's like, "Here's your baby," and then Rachel's like, "Oh, look at that!" And then she steps out of the room and she starts crying. She's like, "I don't see it."
It's like those 3D posters.
Yeah, it was like I didn't want to make a bad mother and couldn't find my own child. So I just said, okay, I see it.
Yeah, you know who else never saw Rachel and Ross's kid? Ross's son, Ben.
Oh yeah, because he
never. Yeah, the kid disappears from the face of the show. Like total ghosted him.
That happens.
Why? Yeah, I think I remember reading something about that like years ago. I think because you know the actor who played his kid, they were twins, like you know, like the Olsen twins or anything
they,
else.
They were on Big Daddy or what was that?
Yeah, Big Daddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like I think with a lot of child actors, their parents were too controlling and like were demanding all this, and so finally they're like, "Well, fine, we don't need you anymore, really." So that was it.
It's like the kid on Deadwood, Seth Bullock's son. I guess the mom was a real pain in the ass. And just demand so the head guy with David Milch, he goes, you know what? We're going to kill the kid off.
Wow.
And so, because Timothy Oliphant tells a story on, I think, Nerdist or something like that. And he goes, yep. He goes, she was just a pain in the ass. And he just came up one day and he goes, hey, we're going to kill him off. And so they killed him off. So, you know, when you're not that vital to the show, you're just there. Shut the fuck up.
He's no Carl.
No.
Yeah. He's no Carl, that's for sure. That's the last episode I watched of Walking Dead.
I never saw it.
Yeah.
Because I've been watching it. And we used to podcast about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I liked season one. I hated season two. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep watching it. And then finally, when that happened, I was like, all right, I'm done. I was like, I'm just done.
I actually don't even know where I stopped watching. It became so unimportant to me.
Well, I think we got a bad review on our podcast because we were literally talking about everything else but The Walking Dead. Because I can't watch it anymore. It's so stupid. And we're talking about everything but the show.
And there's certain shows that, like, when you podcast about, you're excited to rewatch it. You're excited to, you know, but it got painful to write those, you know, like the recap.
You did the recap because I didn't want to do it
anymore. Yeah, I did the recap. And a lot of times for the listeners that did listen to The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys, I would do that recap on my break at school because I would get it on a Monday when I taught three classes, watch it somehow that day, and we would record that Monday night. And somehow in that period of time, I would watch it once, watch it a second time, and have to cram in a recap. And it was...
When it got bad is when they went from like 8 episodes to 16. And they were just obviously dragging it out. And I think the last one I saw was the one where they're trying to... they had set what's his name Negan up. Is it Negan?
Yeah.
And somehow didn't end up killing him, even though they had him surrounded. I just like, oh, come on, what is going on here?
Oh, right. Yeah, no,
I go, come on. I go.
I know. Some of our listeners still watch it, and I will.
And we still have a podcast on The Walking Dead that does quite well on the Jane Jack Network. So if you like The Walking Dead, check it out.
One day I'll go back through maybe and watch. But lately, I've been watching a different zombie show, and I like it for completely different reasons because they don't put kids in danger every episode. I've been watching iZombie.
Is that good?
Yeah, I kind of like it. I mean, I picked it up as kind of a background show to watch while I draw, and I've enjoyed it. I've actually liked that show.
I hear it's good.
Like the actress, I like the plot line. I like what's going on with it, and as my evening background show. I know I need to watch Russian Doll, and I will get around.
Well, Russian Doll is excellent. It's excellent. I went and didn't think I was going to like it, and I go, wow, it's great.
I think I'm the only one that watches it of us four, but the series finale, maybe, of Counterpart was Sunday. And that was a good show on Stars with J.K. Simmons. You guys know that show at all?
J.K. Simmons. Why do I know that name?
Yeah. He's the guy that does the insurance commercials. You know, and we covered it. You know, we are. He was in the original.
We are farmers. It's like when he won the Oscar. He just won an Oscar.
Right. But yeah, you know, he's been around for a while. But it's really good. They ended it.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, on Stars, they ended it. I guess because no one was watching it on Stars, but they finished it up in a very good way to where you're more than happy with that as a finale. But it also is open to where, like, oh yeah, you could continue on if you wanted to, because I think they're shopping it around now for like Netflix or something,
Hulu.
But the premise, you guys really should. I think Jack would appreciate it probably the most. But it's set in Berlin, and at some point in the 80s, an experiment went wrong and opened up another dimension, and it's a mirror copy of our world. And
is there a wall in their world?
A wall. It's basically like there. It goes underground, mm-hmm. but you just have to see it. But you know, there's a copy of you, exact copy of you in this other world.
So that copy has no hair too?
Sadly.
And according to my wife, it's put on too much weight.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
Well, grievances there.
I would bet, though, your other in the other dimension, though, probably bought the double oven, though.
Yeah, maybe.
He might be out of the doghouse.
Fuck it, I don't care.
But that's what's interesting in this in season two. The best episode was they showed how it all started, and like when it originally opened between the scientist who made the mistake to open these two dimensions, and that was the most brilliant episode because at that time the two worlds were exact copies, and then so they were trying to do little experiments, and they said, "All right, go buy something and let's bring it back," and they both came back with the exact same CD to give to their daughter.
Really,
and. And then one of them said,
"Was it Aha?" And they were both, crying.
I forget. I want to say it was Kraftwerk. Being in Germany, it would make sense. Oh,
okay, that would make sense. I was like, Phil Collins?
No. But one of them takes the CD, you know, and puts it on the ground and stomps it and says, "You know, you give it to your daughter. I will not give it mine." So from that point on, there's a butterfly effect, you know, of where the world is different, and it really leads to where you would see the dangers of that. I'm like, wow, this is a really great episode.
And the dangers of destroying your Kraftwerk CD.
Yeah, exactly. No, just of that one little ripple, you know, changed the course of
nine. Imagine like some German like freaking out about this.
You killed the Kraftwerk nine.
What is this man doing here?
How dare they?
You know what? I'm going to check that out if I see if I can find it somewhere because it does sound like something I would like.
Yeah, both seasons are really good. It does sometimes get a little confusing when you're trying to keep up with which version of the person is in which world.
Right.
But for the most part, you're fine.
So it's like True Detective. There's so many different timelines going on. They have to keep up.
Yeah, in a way.
Okay.
I think all three of you would like it.
I don't know if Matt would like it.
Okay.
I did have one thing I wrote down that I wanted to talk about today. You know, San Diego sports has been taking a bath the last couple of years. But today, the San Diego Padres.
Machado.
They signed one of the biggest, if not the biggest contract in the history.
Second. Money the city of San Diego does not have spent on a
Manny Machado, and it's just such a great thing. But here's what I'm going to talk about. I see people on Twitter that are Yankee fans, Red Sox fans, Cub fans, Dodger fans, all these big market teams bitching about how much the Padres paid for Manny Machado. I respectfully just want to say, fuck off, all you stupid fans. You guys for years overpaid for all these players. And I think it was done. And I'll say this much. When King George was alive, George Steinbrenner, I believe he did it intentionally. But he overpaid for these players, knowing the small market teams wouldn't be able to keep their players.
Of course he did.
So fuck off, all you people bitch about it.
And here's the thing. I'm not bitching about it. Like, I just want to tell you, he's a fucking dirtbag. Like, Machado's a shithead. Like, I would not want him on the Red Sox.
Now that he – yeah, look. Come on.
He's a shit stick. Like, he's an asshole.
Well, you know what? He didn't want to go to the Red Sox.
You finally just gave like the rest of pretty much everyone in the world an actual reason to give a shit about the Padres, and now that everyone's gonna hate them.
I don't care.
No, that's good. I mean, that works for the Patriots.
Yeah, who cares? We'll do that. No one likes us.
No, dude, Machado's a dick.
He is, but I think going to San Diego, It's a more laid back type of thing. He's going to be playing in perfect weather every day. One of the best ballparks in baseball. He's, you know, great. Like I said, he's going to be able to go out and just say, you know what? I'm just going to hit. I'm making a lot of money. I'm just going to play the game and be that guy. In San Diego, what else is there? There's no fucking football team or fuck you, Spanos. So any star from the Padres is going to own the city of San Diego. There's nothing else. So, yeah, and you know, I thought I was excited. I know as a Padre fan, I go, but I said, he's bottom line, he's talented.
Well, I'll tell you right now that the most bitter folk out there are the Yankees fans.
Yeah, God,
because the Yankees were a top contender for him. Like, it's so much to say, like, Machado's wife wanted to move to New York and all this. That always plays a huge, you know, huge role in how these players make their decisions, is where their family wants to be. And all signs were pointing to the Bronx.
Yeah.
And there are some bitter ass Yankees fans out there.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm making light of it, but, you know, really fuck off, Yankee fans. I mean, for the longest time, you got your team ruined this. I mean, it's really changed the way it's overinflated the prices of every, I mean, they had A-Rod and actually let him go and then paid him more to come back, which never made sense to me. But, you know, it is what it is. But I'm happy. I'm excited. The Padres have a great, great young team. And Machado's only 26. So maybe he'll grow up a little bit. And in a couple of years, we'll be having a San Diego Padres World Series. I mean, the Padres have been for 49. This is their 50th season coming up. They've made the playoffs 5 times in 49 seasons.
Man, what did you smoke before you came on?
The Patriots have won 5 Super Bowls in the last 6-7 years. The Padres have only been to the playoffs 5 times in 49 seasons. That's not a good ratio.
So the Angels paid a shit ton for Pujols. How'd that work out for them?
Pujols was also 34, 35 years old.
I'm just saying.
And probably juiced up a little bit too much. And, you know, so Machado's 26.
See, the Padres need a fan base, though. You know, that's the biggest problem, because they do not have a fan base.
Of the 30, how many?
Relatively speaking, to the rest of the successful teams in the MLB.
How many major league teams are there in baseball? 30?
30-something, yeah.
The Padres are 18th in overall attendance. Again, the team hasn't made the playoffs since 2006.
My buddy of mine used to be a ticket account manager for the Padres for a number of years. And he was saying that, like, the trials and tribulations of season ticket account holders in San Diego it's the worst thing to have to deal with, because nobody wants to buy the tickets. The majority of the people buying tickets to those games are tourists who are in town and want to catch a ball game at Petco.
Right, right. But you also have, if you're not making an effort to win and put a good product on the field, are you going to go? Because I remember the Patriots; they almost moved.
No question.
Kraft took over the team.
No question.
Why? Because they weren't winning. They were terrible. And it was year after year after. There's only a few teams. The Cubs, when they were bad, the team stayed with them. The Browns, they stayed with them. But most teams, when you suck year after year after year after year, people stop caring. They just stop. I mean, you're going to always have your diehard fans, but like San Diego, again, in 49 years, they've made the playoffs 5 times, 2 World Series appearances, and they played the Yankees and Tigers and got crushed each time. So they got a great farm system, and they have some great young players already up, and adding Machado I think was a good thing. They're just lacking on some pitching. Get some pitching. We're talking World Series, baby.
Well, congratulations, Jack.
Thank you. I'm happy.
You have definitely added an immeasurable talent to a team that has not seen that ever.
No. Well, not ever. I mean, the team had Tony Gwynn and Ricky Henderson. And
Yeah. How'd that go for you? Okay, cool.
They made the World Series.
Where's the ring?
Right here. I said they'd never won the World Series, but you can't say Tony Gwynn was not a talented player. I mean, that's just crazy talk.
Every kiss begins with K, but not in the MLB, my friend. You got to get a real ring.
But in baseball, you're not majored. You're not judged on your winning World Series, not like football.
It's true.
Winning the Super Bowls and everything. But in baseball, it's a team game. And I said, as great as Tony Gwynn was, there were 24 other players on the team that may not have been as good as him. But he was loyal to stay. Maybe he should have went somewhere to win a World Series. But
that would be that would be a nightmare to me. We've talked about it before. Like, if you are really like a top tier, awesome athlete, and then you get stuck on someone like the Cleveland Browns or something, and it was just like, just shoot me. Just go ahead and shoot me.
Well, it's like the Chargers over the years have had great, great players. I mean, you look at Phillip Rivers. I mean, he's been saddled with the worst offensive line for year after year after year, and he sits there and go, and terrible coaching, and it just adds up.
Terrible ownership too.
Oh yeah, well don't even get me started on that. But anyway, fuck off, Spanos. But that was my news. I just wanted to say congrats to the Padres for making. Like I said, it came out of nowhere because I thought we were going to get Bryce Harper. But we have outfielders. We have outfielders that are good enough to compete. But it's like we didn't have a third baseman, so now we do. I was even debating with my brother-in-law. He was saying he doesn't like the move. But I'm like, when you got a chance to get a talented player, you have to get the talented player. And their payroll is still only like $80 or $90 million this season. It's not like they have a $200 million payroll.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, a word from our sponsors.
Yeah, Cliff and I went to the movies again. He did not cry this time.
Oh, okay.
It was his record. It's the movie he wanted to see. Sometimes we do that. Like, hey, like I want to go see a movie. Would you go? I'm like, yeah, sure. Why not? We went and saw Anita.
And oh, yeah.
It actually is a good film.
Anita, who's in that?
It's nobody really. the only actor you would even recognize in it is I can't even think of his name. He's the guy that played the German in Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. But
Christoph Waltz.
Christoph Waltz. Yes. Thank you, Matt. It's a Japanese manga. How do you say it?
Manga.
That series, and
I'm glad Matt's paying attention.
Yeah, I'm glad Matt's paying attention. You should see how into this conversation he is, but yeah, he's just chiming in. The premise is that this guy, it's 500 years into the future, and Christoph Waltz is a android robot repair guy, and he finds this android in the trash, and puts a new body on all this, and she's a warrior. And it's just a good movie, but like it's definitely got a combination of animation with live action footage.
Sounds cool.
And if you just want to watch a good entertaining fighting action film, it's definitely worth a watch.
I got a question. 500 years from now, wouldn't the repairmen be androids repairing other androids?
Yes, but I
spoiler.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm just saying.
Not a spoiler, but I mean that's perfectly logical. But
I mean, we're outsourcing jobs that way now.
They're not really androids. It's more like they are androids in a technical sense, but it's more like, hey, Jack, you know, you can live forever. Your brain is still healthy. We're replacing all of your body parts, you know, with machine parts.
You know, we talked about that. Didn't we talk about it on the Ramblecast when Jay was here?
Long time ago.
They said no, he wouldn't want to do that. I said, yeah, I'm all in. I could, but it depends on where my age is. I mean, if they could make my body younger.
Well, it's like you don't have a body. Like most of these people don't have bodies in the film. They have just their face, and then their brain is healthy, and everything else is machine.
Well, that's
and
fine.
Some of them are like tanks, you know, with just a face. And then
I'm cool with that. Could I have like a washboard abs and all that stuff? Mm-hmm. But no, I'll ask you. I can't remember what everyone said. I was all in. I remember Jay was against it. But I'd be all in for that.
For sure. Let's do it.
Yeah. I definitely wouldn't want to live forever. But
why?
Why would I not want to live forever?
If you stayed the same age, if you didn't age, you weren't in pain, you were enjoying life.
You just get bored. You just get bored. You know? Like, God, I was like, now, okay, so,
maybe in 500 years,
what if
the Padres win the World Series?
It kind of, you know, it definitely would change marriage. Like to
back in my day when I had a real spleen,
yeah,
and couldn't win shit.
I don't know. I would. I'm all right with it. I'm okay with it.
Jack just wants the body to finally see the Chargers or the Padres win, and then after that, he's like, okay, pull the plug.
I don't care about the Chargers winning now. No, but I think maybe because you guys are none of you are. Well, Matt, you're 40, right? You're 40 something.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah. You know, when you get closer to I'm 56 now, almost 57. I go, we're thinking about because I forgot to mention my youngest daughter's pregnant. We're gonna have a fourth grandchild here in September.
Hey,
yeah, so that's pretty exciting. I said, So I'm trying to figure out how many they're each going to have. I said, because I go, okay, they have two each, six. That's a good number. But I said, okay, when because we, my wife and I did a thing on Crazy Hank today about her being pregnant. I said, the one thing I hope God lets me live another 13 years, and I hope my youngest daughter has a daughter. And it's just like her when she hit 12, 13. So I can just sit back and get the popcorn and just watch it because wasn't the easiest of times to deal with. But she went from being just like an angel to being, I swear she was possessed. I said, can we get an exorcism on her? I go, it's this is crazy.
That is the age in which girls get possessed and there's poltergeist activity. So
yeah, but my older daughter wasn't that way. She just got, she got emo at a certain age, but I think it was because we moved out here and all that stuff. You know,
hello, darkness,
my old friend.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. But no, so
there are like seven parents on the, listening to this podcast that get that hello reference. You're welcome.
You're welcome. I see what's happening. No, anyway, so that's another song she listens to from Moana. Moana?
Moano.
So, no, so I started thinking, I go, okay, 13 years, Jesus, I'll be almost 70. How much longer will I have after that? So when you start getting a little older, you start thinking, I wouldn't be so bad. When I was younger, it's like, okay, you know, that's cool. Yeah, I don't want to live forever. I don't want to, but it's like, okay, now I'm getting to the end. It's like, hey, maybe I do want to live a little longer than 80 or something like that. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't mind. Like, I wouldn't mind having an extension. I'm just saying I wouldn't want to live like 1,000 years.
Everybody wants an extension, dude. Make
extension. Yeah.
Later. I don't want to pay my bills so I can have an extension.
You had to ruin my innuendo. Yeah.
Everybody wants an extension.
Or make it better.
It doesn't matter what it is. You're paying your bill, you know, your dick. Yeah. A wall.
I wasn't even going that direction, but I guess that makes sense now.
Your life.
Hey, remember when you dated me before? You said you broke up with me. I now have an extension.
I have an extension.
How am I looking now?
Wow, you're so much taller. I didn't think you'd have the extension put on your nose. I'm thinking of
careful. I'm thinking of a Meowser's target, but hey, whatever.
That's a D extension. So Meowser's has been super sweet with me lately. Like you probably
have him drugged.
No, I don't. Like
it's some catnip. Really, it's not LSD.
I think he's gotten up there in his age now. You know, he's
well, maybe he can get an extension.
He's out of his teen years where he wants to fight with dad, and he just you know, he's become more of a lap cat, like in the evening. He just wants to sit down on my lap.
Wait, hold on a second. You put that cat in your lap?
Yeah, he's really.
Time out. This is the same cat that attacked your nose for no reason. Am I right?
Yes.
Hold on. Now you're putting that cat in your lap.
Yeah.
He lost it for no reason. You can't figure out.
He's going to cut off the extension.
I explained why he lost it. You're just being selective on your
mouth. I'm not being selective. That cat goes nowhere near my lap.
All right. Well,
how are you going to explain that at the hospital?
He is very kind and sweet and cuddly. And
the cat runs out in the backyard with it, and you're like, no, really, it was the cat.
Just saying. Cat's been nice to me lately. So
yeah, sure, he's lulling you to sleep. Okay, yeah.
We're going to start calling it Bobbit.
Hope not.
Mouser the
Bobbit. Bobbit, 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 Bobbit.
Come here, Bobbit. What you got there?
I can't believe this guy let this cat rip off his dick. That's what they're going to say.
I have my pants on the whole time. Like, there's no time in which my dick is out in the open for this.
Hey,
cat.
I don't know. The cash
fever.
I don't like the way that this conversation has gone.
That went from like, let's cheat on Nick for a minute, and it went directly back to Matt.
Yeah. It's Matt's fault, too. He brought it up.
Pretty much.
Nick's like, yes.
Off the hook.
So
what's the title of this episode?
And it's not that. Hey,
Bobbit Scratch Fever.
I thought it was something related to babies. but maybe not. Hey, you know, it was Valentine's Day recently. How did you guys do? Did you guys do all right there?
I hate Valentine's
Day. You guys are all married.
So life is over for us.
I wasn't trying to make Nick feel bad, but this...
No, Nick made us feel bad by saying, how was Valentine's Day? How did you guys make out? Fuck, you guys are married. I know you might as well die now.
Okay, truth be told, my wife was sick, but she actually... I don't know if it was like the cold, but she kept wanting to like, you know, like be frisky or what have you. And
she was sick?
She was sick, and I was like, no, I'm not having sex. I'm sorry, but you're sick. I'm not doing it. Like,
dude. You better believe what? I'm sick.
I am not getting the cold.
Oh,
like, I'd be like,
okay, how long have you been married?
I tried not kissing her, but she just thought it was funny. She just kept antagonizing me. So I think she just found a point to just kind of like keep after me about it. And
see, here's the thing, in my eyes, what that is, that is something to hold over your head, right? You'd be like, come on, like come on, let's just, you know, let's kids aren't home, let's go in the other room, blah, blah. And she'd be like, no, I already tried giving it up to you, but you said no. And there's your window of opportunity closed, my friend.
That will come back to haunt you someday.
Yeah, dude, you made a very fatal error here.
I feel very secure in my decision because it has now been almost 10 days, okay? Huh?
It's been 10 days.
That's a Valentine's.
Yeah. Like six. What's the day? The 20th?
It's the 19th. So
19th?
So it's been 5 days.
5 days.
All right. She's still sick. And she had the cold for a week prior to Valentine's Day. So you know what? I feel secure in not getting this cold.
But you had an extension period.
What I'm worried about, though, is that she's going to get over the cold and I'm somehow going to get the cold still.
So you get sick anyway.
And she's going to be like yeah.
She just had the sex.
Right.
I'd love to hear what happens when you try to put the moves on her when she's not sick and you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hello.
Yeah, we don't really celebrate Valentine's Day because my anniversary is the 25th. Big 3-0 coming up.
Wow.
30 years. Wow. 30 years. So, yeah, so there you go.
So you're...
So Jay was 3 or 4 when you got married.
Must be 4. Yes. Yeah. 3 or 4, yeah. Hmm. Something like that. He's 34 now. Is he 33 now? 34?
I think he's 33. Remember, I'm thinking of Colleen.
Colleen's 35.
35. Okay. So, yeah.
She might be 36.
No, I think she's 35.
Let me ask her what she is.
I think she's 35 because I think she's 3 years.
I think the point is that Jack's about ready to celebrate the big 3-0. What do you got planned?
We're just going to go out to Angus Barn.
It's a
pork shop.
No, I will not. I've tried a pork chop there. It's not a pork chop restaurant.
We still haven't got a lot of listeners telling us what to write in yet.
Yeah, we only had one.
Yeah, one. It was about pork chops.
Yeah, pork chops. Yeah. And then we had someone else vote on that as well.
Yeah, I think they got 3 votes for the pork chop.
I think you won.
Yeah, so there you go. No, Angus Barn, I've tried the pork chop there. It was a peppered pork chop, and it was probably the worst thing I ever had in my life. And Angus Barn, I don't think the only bad meal I ever had was the pork chop meal there. Everything else has been outstanding. So, yeah, so we're going to go to Angus Barn. It's the one restaurant, if you ever come to Raleigh, you should go to.
Hey, Billy Bob, this asshole just ordered the pork chop. What do you
want to
do?
Spit on it. Anyway, yeah, I wouldn't order the pork chop again. No. But that's where we're going. We're going out there for our 30th. We're not going anywhere right now because we're saving up to go to California for Comic-Con and we're going to Disneyland and stuff like that.
Nice.
With the grandkids, so... That everything's been kind of put on hold.
Sure. Well, and you make those sacrifices.
And maybe she'll be sick on Monday. I don't know.
I shouldn't have told you about that.
What? Nope.
Weighed that out.
Well, there were times I
other stories I could have shared.
There were times like when we had kids, you know, and the Padres beyond or something beyond. I go, really now? it's a seventh inning. I go, can you wait a couple innings?
It is time for the stretch.
Yeah.
You didn't even have DVR back then.
The seventh inning extension.
Exactly.
Couldn't just pause it.
No, you'd have to put your a tape in the VCR, and it took too much time. So,
San Diego Padres teaching people how not to get rings since 1925
and laid. I'm just saying, you make a call like that, you know. Do you remember the and I hate to bring up Friends because I'm not a big fan of that show, but there's that Friends episode though where Monica's sick and she keeps trying to have sex with
Chandler Bing.
Yeah, and I was kind of reminded of that and at some point because I was like, this is a total trap. So
was there a laugh track in the background?
Oh, God,
I wonder if there was something with the virus that was like making her like, this is the way that I spread the disease.
this is how the world ends. This is how we end up with zombies.
Yeah. Possibly.
I need to find that strain.
It is funny like how men are that way though, because I definitely had girlfriends where they get in the mood at like 2 a.m. Like you're already in bed for a couple hours and all of a sudden they just like rub their leg against you like, I'm ready. And I'm like, fuck, I've already been asleep for like an hour and a half. Like, and then, all right, fine. Like, I don't know if that's ever happened to you guys.
Nope.
not in many, many years.
I have never found it a problem to, to stop what I was doing.
No, I'm not saying it was a problem, but like, because you're not going to say no, but you're just like, I'm okay. I'm trying to help Matt out here and take some of the embarrassment off.
It's okay.
Thanks.
Hey, what are you drawing, Matt? Are you drawing a cat or anything with?
Oh, I know. It's nothing related to anything that we talked about. I've been practicing the Simply Juice. You guys drink Simply Juice at all?
What is that?
Simply. Yeah, I got you.
I drink that stuff.
Yeah, so I made this Simply Juice, but
Simple Jack.
A Simple Jack on it.
Nice. So, I like that.
From Tropic Thunder?
Yeah.
I just put Jack on there because he was like talking.
Simple Jack was a character in Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder, yeah. Took a lot, it was a controversial character.
It was a controversial character.
Okay, well, this is related to actually Jack on the show.
Okay.
So,
what's the pink juice?
Grapefruit.
I was thinking pink lemonade.
Okay. I like pink lemonade.
Yeah. So
I go with that.
Okay, so that is what I was working on, just randomly.
Do we have it? Do we have any? We have no emails.
Oh, I didn't look at reviews or anything.
Again, before I forget, if you want to send us an email, you can send it to the rcadcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's rcadcast@gmail.com. We talk about most subjects, not all. you can follow us on Twitter. At the RCAD cast, right?
Yes.
And it's the same
on Instagram.
Instagram. Well. We started an Instagram account about 2 weeks ago, and we've already got like 270 followers. Is that what it is, followers?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Followers. So thanks for following.
And, yeah.
And we've only been proposed to by 7 of them.
Yeah. Proposed.
Yeah, some I've had to block.
Oh, yeah.
I go, what? I don't think we want to follow you.
I still want to keep my marriage.
Anyway, that's if you got something like that, we can. But no, I guess did people get tired of your drawings, Matt? Is that what it was?
I guess so. They don't really care for my drawings, or maybe they're afraid. They're afraid of what I'm going to send them. I know I still owe Jessica one. I'm not going to draw Nick pushing her off of a cliff. I can't.
I think that would be cool.
Or her like like Jack in The Shining when he's frozen there at the end. You could do it like that. That would be good. Her frozen in the snow. Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
Well, she lives in Canada, and every winter she complains about how cold it is.
Exactly. Right. Move!
Yeah.
Or just wait for climate change to...
Yeah, eventually. I think eventually it's going to have to thaw, right?
It will. So
yeah, I had a...
afraid of the bugs that are going to move north.
So. I had a company call me yesterday from saw my profile on LinkedIn from Fort Collins, Colorado. wanting to know if I would be interested in a job. And I'm like, a lot of snow there. I don't know.
But the air is clean, though.
That's true.
And Mentos.
Yeah.
And Mentos, yeah.
Well, you've got you. I suspected you're on Mentos.
Me?
Yeah.
Not presently.
Exhibit A. You brought up the James McAvoy sketch, the podcast after we talked about it.
Yeah.
Exhibit B. You had no idea when we were recording tonight.
Yeah.
Exhibit C. You keep seeing all of these like 60s hippy dippy guys, like, you know, that like definitely smoked Mentos.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Jack thinks that the Padres are going to go to the series soon.
Yeah.
You put a cat on your lap and turned down your wife.
I think Nick wins.
Not in the same day.
Not in the same day?
Yeah, it's not like I was like, no, babe, we can't have sex. Come here, meowser. No,
that's what you do. He said, I can't. Any sudden move.
Yeah, I you wanted to say another word there. I could tell, Jack. You were like, oh, the 80s are kicking in. But
pulling
me back.
I gotta stay
laid back.
Laid back. There you go. Yes. I'm learning.
I saw it on your
face. I'm in training.
I just said no because she was sick. I didn't want to be sick. I didn't want to impair this beautiful podcast, my lovely
in sickness and in health.
Yeah, dude. You have a good one.
I feel like we had a really great Valentine's Day too this year. Like it was like really kind of a
well, how nice... good could hers be if she was sick?
Well, yeah, there was that, but you know, everything else though. We had heart-shaped raviolis. Yeah. It was kind of like one of our meal things.
Where'd you get heart shaped? Where'd you get those at?
Costco. Like one size red, one heart size. Shape? Yeah, they had heart shaped ravioli, cheese filled.
I've never seen.
We bought them kind of like a week in advance because we thought it would be a fun treat to share with the kids.
They probably sell out.
They probably would have. So yeah, we bought them we also wanted to just have something that was easy to make. So that we didn't have to, mess around. Yeah,
especially when they're sick.
All right. So, hey, guys, did you hear about this thing about uranium found at
Grand Canyon?
Yeah. Like
really?
Three.
I did not hear about that.
So it was found in one of the museums there. It's like a not a gift shop, but it was kind of like one of their like.
What's it
basically, yeah, like a science center, how like yeah. You know, like a geology building.
So there's a lot of Russian tourists that are buying it.
No, they weren't buying it. It was just sitting there in these three large 5-gallon paint buckets.
Yeah,
and they were just sitting there by this taxidermy in the basement of this place.
Well, how long was it sitting there?
Years.
For 20 years.
Yeah. Where did it come from? It came from the Grand Canyon?
No, it didn't come from the Grand Canyon. I've read a whole article about it. It doesn't say where it came from. But it was there. And the only reason they found out about this last year, they found out about it.
Started glowing?
No. One of the kids of the people that worked there was real, like he had a Geiger counter and he was really into, I don't know, Geigerometry or whatever. So he was actually, it was a teenage son or a teenage kid of person that worked there, brought their Geiger counter and was messing around with it. And it was going off and he discovered, hey, there's radioactive uranium here.
So how many people got sick from this, do you think?
See, that story is bullshit. It's like, what teenager says, I want a Geiger counter?
I could see Jay having a Geiger counter.
I'd want one. In the 60s and 70s, I'd want one.
And you figure somebody that's like working at a nature kind of place like Grand Canyon, their kids are going to.
So
be
this
into,
had
like,
no cover. This it had no cover. It was just
no. They were just rocks. Well,
they were covered. But they were basically five. I mean, there was no protection on it though. So people that have been to this museum in the Grand Canyon have been exposed to.
So we're talking some lawsuits.
Well, yeah. I don't know about that, but, yeah. Well, yeah. If you worked there and they like was just sitting around, well,
think of how many people have gone through that building.
Kids tours with kids visiting this place.
That was the main concern. Yeah, when I saw in the news was that there's a lot of children's tours that stop at that building for like 20 or 30 minutes to let them rest. And I said, think about your kids. Well, like they're not doing anything with the rocks, but they're still standing within the area of it. And I said that those rocks were 300 times the radiation of what a normal human being should be exposed to. Like they were so saturated. And said, so even if you're there for 30 minutes, it still could.
Is this a recent story?
Yeah, it came out today.
I'm gonna have to go look for it because this is fascinating to me.
I thought it was fascinating. And I was reading through it and some of the stuff about it, like some of this was leaked because there was someone in the know let this go through an email because there was some cover up that was kind of happening.
But yeah, it's like I think basically, like if you had visited the Grand Canyon from 1992 or 94 till 2018, said you've most likely been exposed to it.
I've never been there, but can I get in the lawsuit?
15 gallons of radioactive uranium.
Yeah, 3 5-gallon buckets, and one of the gallon buckets, like the lid wouldn't close all the way because it was so full.
I gotta be I'm thinking someone did this intentionally.
And it had been just sitting there. And the thing was, is it was by this taxidermy display. When they discovered what it was, they basically just moved it. But it's still in the building. Yeah, for a couple months.
So no one came up and said that worked there from in 92, had maybe worked there 10 years. This bucket of rocks is sitting here. Should we keep it here? Or nobody said anything? They just kept walking by this bucket of rocks?
Apparently.
Jack, I mean, you've worked in big buildings like the ice rink. I mean, think how much stupid shit just sits there for decades and never moves.
Well, I would at least ask questions. Why? Because I'm that type of person. Why are we keeping this shit? We never use it. And someone will say, "Oh, well, you never know. We could use it for something like that." I'm like going, I don't know. Get it out of my. I don't like clutter. I don't like if I have a chance to throw something away, I'm going to throw it away because to me it's in my way.
Yeah.
So this had to be some kind of intentional thing someone did to purposely get people sick.
But what's great from the news, I'm not sure where Matt heard it, but from what I heard is that the guy who discovered it or someone who knew about it, no one was doing anything about it. So they purposely leaked it so they could get someone to finally move it.
Yeah.
And all they did was dump the rocks in an abandoned mine. And then, they took the rocks, just dumped them in an abandoned mine, and then put the buckets back where they were. And it's like,
you sure this is the Grand Canyon, not somewhere in Florida?
So, I mean, even the buckets, though, will have radiation on it.
Yeah, that's just insane.
Right.
It is
insane. So
it's America.
It's pretty fascinating. I read through
America.
And like I did say that somebody did leak it, though, by email, because they were trying to get action to happen on this. So, and there was some cover-up involved.
Why have to leak it? Just go to proper authorities and say, hey.
Well, that's the main. Like, think about it. If you're the main person in charge of the Grand Canyon and you're making, and of course national park people don't get paid a whole lot, but you're making a very good living. Are you really going to allow something to be blown up on your watch?
They have the whistleblower law. I mean, I see what you're saying. You don't want to be blamed for it. I guess
you don't want to be blamed for it. Cause that could be like, Mr. Glatfelder, how did you not know about this book?
Well, me personally, I'd be like, okay, once I found out about it, I'd be like, hey, how many people, I'd feel guilty that people might be getting sick by my incompetence, with the thing sitting. I'd say, I knew nothing about it, but let's get rid of the damn stuff.
Why are these kids glowing?
Yeah. Well, it's good at night, the Grand Canyon. You can hike down there at night. Just follow the leader,
I'm surprised you've never been, Jack.
I've never been.
It is worth looking at.
I told you when we traveled from San Diego to Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. we would drive by the sign that would say Grand Canyon to that direction. My mom or dad would say, hey, kids, Grand Canyon to your left. and we just keep going because we never stopped. We would stop in like New Mexico.
Yeah, I like it.
Straight on, maybe St. Louis, and then for a day, and then
it's definitely worth doing once. It's not my favorite. If I had to choose, I'd choose Zion over Grand Canyon, but that's me.
Well, that's like my wife's goal. I want to get a motorhome someday in a few years and just travel. And
I heard you want to go to Idaho.
I do want to go to Idaho. I don't know why, but that's what part of it.
You know, I had never ever – I've been to Idaho, but I never really thought about going back until Shandy put up some photos of this natural hot springs somewhere in Idaho. And I was like, ooh, I want to go there. Yeah,
that'd be nice.
There were some nice pictures of, like, her, like, in this little shallow hot springs pool looking out over the mountains in the sunset. I was like, that's a really pretty spot.
Yeah, see, every state has its good things about it.
You know who else has nice hot springs? Colorado.
It does.
Yeah. Just saying.
Colo, man.
I'm not saying I turned them down. I'm just saying I was that was my thought process. But yeah, I'm going to be talking with them later this week to see if it's a good offer or not.
Nice.
So I could be moving to Colorado.
You know, you'd mess it on the Charger games, but, you know.
Well, I got the Rockies and I got the Broncos. So.
Yeah. You could watch the Padres when they come to town.
Well.
With Manny Machado. Manny.
I'll tell you, if movies make him cry, I don't know what's going to happen if you move.
Oh, Cliff.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Because you even go up to movies with him when he's sick, right?
Yeah.
Now you guys can go on Skype dates to movies. You just put it right here.
You know, if you're worried
about it, next to you, you sit right here, right?
You know, if you're worried about getting sick,
and just like a hot dog, Cliff.
little tissue for Cliff right here. There you go, Cliff. There you go.
But I've only got one hot dog. I will send one to you digitally.
I never thought about poor Cliff. Because he's not going to leave Los Angeles. That's where his bread and butter is.
You know, but he's kind of getting like how I am too. Because, you know, Georgia is really blowing up now with a lot of studios because the tax is so cheaper to shoot there. That I know he said that to me from time to time. Like, because it is. It's extremely hard to live in California.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in depending on what county you're in. Just the taxes are so high. And it doesn't matter what you make. It's never going to be enough.
And the taxes aren't going to get cheaper. And the cost of living is going to keep going up.
It's going up and up and up. And it's like when you're losing a third to taxes and you're losing another third to your rent or mortgage, it's just impossible to save. And that's really – unless you just decide to live in a shack for a decade and then you're like, I've saved some money. Yeah. But that's – because that's basically what Cliff does. Cliff lives in an old motel in a – I don't even know if it's even 400, 500 square foot apartment. It's just a little bitty.
Bates Motel.
It looks like any like Motel 6 that got turned into apartments. That's what it looks like. You walk in, you know, like an old hotel, like in the doors on the left. You know, you walk in, the AC heater units right there on the right. You know, with the big window. That's his one window. Then he has his bed right there next to it. Then a little area where his computer is, and then a little kitchenette and the bathroom, and that's it. And that's where he lives. And he chose that because it's so cheap, because he's paying less than a grand to live there a month. And it's like in L.A., that's unheard of.
Because he owned a condo out here.
Yeah. Yes, he did. He still owns it. He rents it out.
Oh, he still owns it? Yeah. Because I know he owned a condo here in Raleigh.
I mean, I know it's cheap, but he should look around and make sure there's no like 5-gallon buckets laying around.
They just dump the contents.
So it wouldn't affect Cliff. He'd probably still like it. Like, oh, look, there's a bonus in this. I might get an extension.
I just put the pack of hot dogs on it, the rocks, and it saves me money on electricity.
Exactly. If you like your extensions, like you like your hot dogs, there's one place that you can go and get all of your extension needs.
Where's that at?
jandjack.com/Amazon.
Yes. Yeah, every little bit helps. All the podcasts we got going, and we got several podcasts going now. We got Survivors back. Jane Jack TV is out. You can listen to Chip Mims this week talk about how much he likes the pork chops at Ruth Chris.
Vacation is what it sounds like.
But we know we have the broadcast and, of course, the Ramblecast, the RCAD, as I like to say it. I don't say the Ramblecast. And Walking Dead is out. And I think there's another one, but I'm drawing a blank on it. Am I?
Well, eventually, there's a little show that I guess Nick's on from time to time called the what is it? What is that show you guys talk about? Something about orcs, yeah. Wizards.
Yeah, it's that hybrid, like with Gandalf and where he goes to
Hobbits.
Hobbits, and he goes to Westeros,
Westeros.
Yeah.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that's not coming back till April, right?
Yeah, but it's on the horizon. So.
Oh, Game of Thrones is coming back. This final season of Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that'll be interesting too because there's only I think
how much will Nick hate it?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. But like, because they're 2 hour episodes. So, and I think what six episodes. So it's going to be some.
I thought it was seven.
The seven. Okay. Well,
maybe some longer episodes. You're the expert, so I don't know.
Well, I haven't looked into it. But
we'll podcast.
Like everything about me is a bittersweet. So I probably will like every single episode, but then tell you the opposite of how I feel.
Well, it would keep. If you're not nitpicking something,
oh exactly, that's not me.
It's not a podcast. And also, if you'd like to help support the show, also you can become a patron at jayandjack.com, and that little button says "Become a Patron." We accept $1 to $1 million. And if you at the $1 level, you can join the RCAD once a month. We do a live podcast, and you can join us live in the chat. It's probably some of the best times I've talked about 100 times is in the chat. Or if you're at $5 or more. We do an extra After Dark episode after this one ends. We'll do like another 20 minutes or so. And that's for everybody, $5 or more. You get extra bonus content, which is just it's probably gold.
We had a blast last week. So
Yeah, that was good.
It was fun.
Not only on the show, but also on our bonus contact. So
yeah, so
contact.
I know some people are complaining. You got a shorter because I like the longer shows, but we're trying – Go ahead.
Could we call it almost like the Ramblecast extension?
Cool.
There you go.
We've got a name.
Nice, Nick.
Nice. We've got a name.
Ramblecast extension.
Nice. Which is a little bit more dick.
Yeah. I prefer
you just pay $5 and you get a little bit more dick.
Whether you're sick or not, it doesn't matter. You don't care.
Thanks. This show was like to say one in a million. But.
Yeah. Well, that's all we got for this show. We'll be back next Tuesday. What are we going to do with the live show?
Should be same.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just assuming it was Tuesday because we had two Tuesdays in a row, and it just made it. It was like nice for all three of us that remembered that it was Tuesday.
We all lose count sometime.
Yeah. But we'll do a live show. We'll give you guys a good 3 or 4 days notice. And that's all I got. So, but we like to thank five patrons at this time. We thank all our patrons. But we thank Tack from Toku, Eckhart Rickner Glaffelder, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier. Thanks for guys, what you're doing. And thanks for everybody we're doing. And again, if you like this show, we're trying to become the number one podcast in America. And the way that's to do right. that,
we're almost not going to stop till we get to the top.
Exactly. And what's helping us is if everyone subscribes to the podcast. So if you like the show, tell a friend, hey, subscribe to this podcast. It clicks, I guess it'll indicate that a new show is out. And our numbers have been going up a little bit since we started doing this. So subscribe to the podcast. You don't need to click on the Facebook page and find the link and all that stuff. Just subscribe. I post it on Twitter. Chris does a good job of retweeting it.
Thank you. Yeah. See, times have changed. I'm actually retweeting stuff now.
I think I think Nick did it once. Matt was too busy eating heart-shaped raviolis, I guess, to find time to do it.
Jack, you know what else helps us considerably? So if you are enjoying this show, and whether or not you are a patron supporter or not, there's a way you can support us for free. A couple ways. Actually, Jack just mentioned it. Share it with your friends. Share it out. Retweet it, whatever you want to do.
A couple people have retweeted, and we do appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thank you. And if you have an extra minute, just go on to iTunes and give us a 5-star review because that is actually what really kind of rises the podcast up in the search ranks of iTunes.
And you get some artwork out of it, too.
Exactly.
And you could win some Jack Juice.
Simple Jack Juice. Simple Jack Juice. But no, seriously, if you could do that, like I said, we've had people retweet other than Chris. We've had listeners retweet the tweets, and that helps. And just like I said, we're serious. We want to be the number one podcast
in the world.
I said America. I wasn't shooting for the world.
Might as well go for the globe, my friend.
All right, we're number one podcast in the world.
Yep.
So again, tell a friend. I'm sure everybody has a friend or a family member that likes to laugh. We try to keep things loose and light. You know, if the world's problems are going on, just for that hour, you can forget about it and you
turn
can,
that like, shit off.
You can laugh at
who's ever us.
There, one of us is going to be picked on that week, and so it just happened to be Matt today. So you can figure out your problems and go, okay, my life's not as bad as Matt was this week.
That's right.
All right. In that case, great show, guys. That was one in a fuck million.
Hasta luego. And goodbye.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah!